Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you here for another episode of The Best Hour on blogtalk.com. I'm joined this morning with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
So good to see you here.
So happy to be here. Yahoo.
Yahoo. Okay, here we go. We're going to jump into Lesson 69 today in A Course in Miracles workbook. Before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. My grievances hide the light of the world in me.
No one can look upon what your grievances conceal. Because your grievances are hiding the light of the world in you, everyone stands in darkness and you beside him. But as the veil of your grievances is lifted, you are released with him. Share your salvation now with him who stood beside you when you were in hell. He is your brother and the light of the world, which saves you both.
Today, let us make another real attempt to reach the light in you. Before we undertake this in our more extended practice period, let us devote several minutes in thinking about what we're trying to do. We're literally attempting to get in touch with the salvation of the world. We're trying to see past the veil of darkness that keeps it concealed. We're trying to let the veil be lifted and see the tears of God's Son disappear in the sunlight.
Let us begin our longer practice period today with the full realization of all this and real determination to reach what is dearer to us than all else. Salvation is our only need. There is no other purpose here and no other function to fulfill. Learning salvation is our only goal. Let us end the ancient search today by finding the light in us and holding it up for everyone who searches with us to look upon and rejoice.
Very quietly now, with your eyes closed, try to let go of all the content which generally occupies your consciousness. Think of your mind as a vast circle, surrounded by a layer of heavy dark clouds. You can see only the clouds because you seem to be standing outside the circle and quite apart from it.
From where you stand, you can see no reason to believe there is a brilliant light hidden by the clouds. The clouds seem to be the only reality. They seem to be all there is to see. Therefore, you do not attempt to go through them and pass them, which is the only way in which you would be really convinced of their lack of substance. We will make this attempt today.
After you have thought about the importance of what you're trying to do for yourself and the world, try to settle down in perfect stillness, remembering only how much you want to reach the light in you today, now. Determined to go past the clouds, reach out and touch them in your mind. Brush them aside with your hand. Feel them resting on your cheeks and forehead and eyelids as you go through them. Go on. Clouds cannot stop you.
If you are doing the exercises properly, you will begin to feel a sense of being lifted up and carried ahead. Your little effort and small determination call on the power of the universe to help you, and God Himself will raise you from darkness into light. You are in accord with God's will. You cannot fail because your will is God's.
Have confidence in your Father today. And be certain that he has heard you and has answered. You may not recognize his answer yet, but you can indeed be sure that it is given you, and you will yet receive it. Try as you attempt to go through the clouds to the light to hold this confidence in your mind. Try to remember that you are at last joining your will to God's. Try to keep the thought clearly in mind that what you undertake with God must succeed. Then let the power of God work in you and through you, that his will and yours may be done.
In the shorter practice periods, which you will want to do as often as possible in view of the importance of today's idea to you and your happiness, remind yourself that your grievances are hiding the light of the world from your awareness. Remind yourself also that you are not searching for it alone and that you do not know where to look for it. Say then, my grievances hide the light of the world in me. I cannot see what I have hidden. Yet I want to let it be revealed to me for my salvation and the salvation of the world.
Also, be sure to tell yourself, If I hold this grievance, the light of the world will be hidden from me, if you are tempted to hold anything against anyone today. My grievances hide the light of the world in me. And so it is. Let's join together now for a brief moment of silence, and we'll have a little bit more discussion. Let's take another good deep breath here. I love the metaphor of pushing through the clouds. The veil of darkness is really just clouds, obscuring the light, but with having no power, no real boundary, nothing solid or firm or concrete. And that we would even feel the mist, because I imagine the dew point of the air, you know, very high relative humidity or whatever, and feeling that mist on my face as I'm pushing through the clouds, you know, rising above the battlefield, really rising above the perception of the world as my egoic thoughts have presented it to me and my five senses. So this is a, you know, it's a beautiful metaphor, I think, to think and see ourselves there. And I love you says that, you know, you've got a lot of support here. Your little effort and small determination can call on the power of the universe to help you, and God himself will raise you from darkness into light, because we're in accord with God's will. People say, well, how do I know when I'm in accord with God's will? When you are absolutely giddy and happy and joyful with what is in this moment right now. Mm. Because what is God's will. This is God's will. So when we think something needs to be done, changed, fixed, judged, you know, take positions, you know, one way or the other about whatever is, we are out of alignment. We're in the darkness. And we are deluding ourselves that God's will isn't being done. Because all we really are experiencing is God's will with our perception painted over it. And once we remove our perception from what is can be revealed in all of its brilliance, beauty, light, and love. So this is a wonderful lesson. And the lessons, you know, we're reading, the readings are getting longer because we're getting more conversational. Jesus is getting more conversational with us now in the textbook. In the workbook lessons. And I like, you know, how he's just kind of guiding us along gently. But take time in the practice periods today to, you know, think about what we don't like about something going on in the world that we are seeing right now, and or someone in our sphere of influence or in our world. And, you know, use this as an opportunity to begin to see that any position we would take of judgment is a telltale sign that we are, you know, pushing against the will of God, literally, so to speak. And our brothers and sisters have a right to be here. They have free will. They have the right to express as they wish. And to diminish that for them would be to diminish it for ourselves. In other words, ours is to simply allow, allow, and allow. And at the end of the day, a grievance is nothing more than a judgment that we keep holding. So yes, we've had lots of judgments, and we'll have more. But today, with the guidance of this lesson, we can remember to let them go immediately and hold on to nothing.
Hold on to nothing. Hold on to nothing. I juxtapose that with the idea of the clouds, you know, that seemingly are solid and they're not. And when I, as a daily practice, let go of these grievances, I become clean and clear and free and light, that I in that lightness, there's a levity, and I rise easily and effortlessly to the light. And it even says in this that if you are doing it, you know, the practice properly, you will feel that lifting, you will feel that lightness, that levity, as we are supported and carried by the universe. I imagine it like being carried, you know, like a butterfly on the wind, that we're just guided and supported. When our goal is salvation, when we make that our only function, when we're single-minded and focused upon our intention of arriving at our divine identity, which is salvation, which is awakening, which is ascension. All of these things, you know, require a letting go of all grievances. Yesterday, I had such a lovely time with Love Holds No Grievances, and to really feel the release of it, then to come to today's, to go back to, oh, okay, I'm separate from that light, and play with the idea of grievances again. It's really important, I think, that we understand the darkness, the heaviness, the burden that our grievances are for us. And if we imagine that they keep us ground, they keep us like earthbound, they keep us illusion bound, and that as we release them and we become lighter, we are like, you know, we take flight. We then have the ability to rise, to soar in any circumstance, because we're not so serious. Grievances are serious. Grievances are judgment. They're heavy and dark, and I think that in our culture we connect over grievances. And then we have a false sense of intimacy, because you and I might share the same grievance, so we can kind of talk about it and we feel connected. All of that is just crazy insanity illusion. And it is not a true sense of intimacy or connecting. When we connect from love beyond our grievances, when we connect from light, that's a true connection, a true intimacy with ourselves and with one another. And so we let all this go. We have a determination today to see beyond the appearances that shroud our sight, our vision, our experience of light. And that light of the world is in me. This is the journey without distance. It's not out there. This is within our own consciousness, our own heart and mind. And this is totally an inside job. Totally. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. I mean, totally. Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you think of a grievance as a thought, but it's a thought from ego, and it's also a thought of the past, and it's also a thought of fear. Mm-hmm. And those are all the things that we know are not true. Those are all illusions, right? That we've painted over the top of our experience of God's will, what is, God is.
And we also talked yesterday, you and I think offline, about a grievance is also an anxiety or a worry over the future. So it's kind of like a future grievance. It's like grieving and kvetching about something that hasn't happened yet, you know, as well. So I think anytime we're not in the present now, with our willingness to be present, we're in the land of temptation, if you will.
Yeah. Hearing that song, just another brick in the wall.
Oh, right? Yeah. Sing grievances. It, baby. Go.
I can't sing it.
Oh, come on.
But the you know, it's just another brick in the wall.
We're
walling ourselves in with our positions.
Yeah.
And our, and the grievances are like a piece of armor or a brick in that wall. You know, we're walling ourselves in to protect ourselves. I'm holding on to the past, a judgment. Great. If I can get people to agree with me, as you say, you know, that, that reinforces that I must be right, because the ego is all about being right.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm doing is protecting myself from that event in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I put up another brick in that wall, and it's separation, separation, separation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a game, and it's certainly a wonderful distraction with no value whatsoever, because because what it's doing is keeping us from experiencing the bliss of this present now.
And the safety.
Without those thoughts,
mm-hmm.
right? In perfect safety, as Christ, in perfect safety, without those thoughts, because grievances are just a thought, a judgment that I'm holding, I'm free to be in this very moment in a state of peace and in a state of joy.
Right, right. And for those who may be like me, be mindful also of self-grievances. You know, so I am somebody who can be very, you know, hard on myself. And so...
So when you say self-grievance, I'm a...
You know, complaints about myself.
Oh, complain about yourself.
Or, right? Yeah. Or
I've got a grievance.
Dissatisfaction with some way that I think I am or that I'm being or that I've been or that, you know, anxiety of how to be, you know, in the future. It's, you know, there's so much pressure on us to conform. And we've been conditioned to do that for so long. And truly, it's really about carrying that guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, grievances and guilt, I would imagine, do they not kind of go,
it's all judgment,
go hand in hand?
Absolutely. So we could even have a grievance about our body. You know, we can
judge our body
and say, oh, my body this, my body that. But the body... You know, Jesus shares with us in the textbook, you know, is a communication device.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's its purpose. That's its function. And it's loving. You know, it's a divine creation.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some people don't interpret it that way through their study of A Course in Miracles.
Mm-hmm.
But as we begin to evolve consciously, we begin to see that everything that's in everything in creation that's is divine.
Mm-hmm.
It's our perception of it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And how we see it. So the body is a divine creation of communication and of learning.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But we can have a grievance against it because we at once fear it because of some diagnosis or something. And at the, so it's, you know, responsible for our, you know, our end. And it's also responsible for our salvation. You know, I've got to take care of it. Otherwise I can't survive,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it can be an enemy. You know, we look at it in all of these different ways, but it's just simply a learning device and it's a communication vehicle
and it's
a creation of love. So it loves us. So we need to withhold and remember when we see ourselves with some judgment that we are out of alignment with truth.
Mm-hmm.
God's not judging the body, the Holy Spirit's not judging the body, and the body's not judging us, right? It's just aligning with our vibration, our consciousness, our level of vibration, really, literally.
Thank you for that. This lesson is really a guided meditation.
It is.
You know, so this is a guided meditation through the clouds of our grievances, allow ourselves to be carried, feel a sense of determination and knowing that this is our function and that it's our salvation. It's a beautiful practice and a beautiful meditation today.
It is. And so we'll remember this lesson today. My grievances hide the light of the world in me. We'll take a good deep breath, turn within, and be in that present moment and let Spirit be our guide as we go through our day today. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens, and it returns.